So, He Takes the Dog. By Jonathan Buckley. Read by Richard Burnip. For Suzanne Hillen and Bruno. 1. This happened 10 years ago, more or less. It's mid-morning, on the second day of January, in the modest but immaculate little bungalow that is home to Benjamin and Christine Kemp. Having clambered over the stile of New Year's Day, the Kemps are now setting out on their trek across the bleak moorland of yet another year of conjoined, medium-level misery. Christine is in the kitchen. A row of brass ornaments is laid out on a tea towel on the breakfast table, and she is polishing her way down the line. Her husband is there as well, reading the paper. They have recently retired, both of them. For more than 40 years, from the year before he married Christine, Benjamin worked for the local council, in the rates department. Christine typed and filed medical records at the hospital for a couple of decades, after raising their daughter Elizabeth, who at the age of 19 married a French shopkeeper she'd met on holiday 6 months previously. Elizabeth then went to live in a village near Limoges, and might as well be living in a village in Tibet for all her parents see of her nowadays. Benjamin is trying to recall who gave them that horrible brass horse with the spindly legs and massive head, when Christine opens a cupboard and the door squeaks. She sighs into the cupboard, and it's like the chill breeze that heralds the storm. "Are you ever going to fix this?"